Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. I am not Michael Horn. I am Jennifer Horn, in for Mike this week. But joining us, the star of our program, not only the biggest stud in the NFL. Can we call you that?
Yeah, you can do that.
I think we can.
Yeah, I answer to all that stuff.
Of course, the only guy to score two safeties in one game, playing for the Rams, the Giants, the Patriots for a brief blink, and of course, the star of Hunter and the star of our program, the great Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Great to have you with us. It's been a while since you've been on the show.
I love it. I miss being here with
you. We got to get your dad out of here more often.
I know. You know, he got the laryngitis.
He takes his wine trips and stuff. He does all of his stuff. So he's got lots of stuff going on. And anytime we can get you on, we really want to do that. So,
well, I'm ready to have some fun today. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think there's lots going on. There's hockey, NBA, NFL draft, the draft. That brings me to a very sore subject with the people in Cleveland.
Are they going number one again?
Yeah, they've got two picks in the first three rounds. First three picks. You got two of the first three picks. And I really hope that I don't care who they draft, you know, really, but I just hope they get it right and people are happy and it's a good year. They've got good players there. I think they've got better players on the field than they do front office people off the field.
And sometimes that makes a difference. You know this from the game. You can have all the talent in the world on the field, and if you are missing chemistry and if you are missing a strong support system in the back, if your coaching is depleted, if your front office isn't there, you don't have a team.
Well, you also have to have someone to throw the ball.
Oh, that. Yeah. Well, we have lots of stuff to talk about today because we've got a big guest, a surprise guest coming up this hour. We are going to talk, as you mentioned, about the draft coming up. And, of course, we have some CTE news. This is some celebrities going in on this big effort to help with that. And the Dodgers and their relievers having some trouble. Lots of news to get you. But we'll start with the Golden Knights here in just a few minutes. Big congratulations are set to them because they have won their first round. They are set and on pace to become the biggest and best expansion team in NHL history. We want to know what you think about these Golden Knights. Make sure you check out our website, freddreyer.co, crntalk.com. You can tweet us at @Fred_Dreyer, and of course, The Real Fred Dreyer on Facebook.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Save big on floors for every room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale. Get 15% off pre-finished hardwood and bamboo, engineered for every level of your home. All water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale up to 33% off. And choose from the best selection of waterproof floors up to 34% off. More from 59 cents plus special financing and professional installation. Get flooring deals for every room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
You are in the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Michael Horn. And Fred, we got to talk some hockey. The Vegas Golden Knights are now co-favorites to win the Stanley Cup, according to the Westgate Sportsbook. This is a huge turnaround.
How's that possible?
Considering that this is the NHL's newest expansion team, they opened the season. Now, for those of you Vegas nuts who were so excited about this hockey team, you put money down on this team to win the Stanley Cup. The odds were 200-1 when the season started, and now they are the odds-on favorite to win this whole thing.
If you put a grand down on these guys, which is not, and betting speech is not a lot of money.
For me, it's a lot of money.
But I mean, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to bet, you know, and you're going to put your money where your mouth is, put $1,000 down there.
Boy, unbelievable.
You're going crazy right now.
You are cruising. And it seems to me, Fred, I have told you this in the past, I loved the Los Angeles Kings. They were in postseason play against the Las Vegas Knights, the Golden Knights of Las Vegas. I figured that judging by the Kings' play this season, they wouldn't get very far. But I'm curious to know if you've seen any of the games. Some of these calls that the NHL officials were making against the Kings almost seems like the NHL really wants these Golden Knights to take it all the way to the Stanley Cup. The officiating was definitely one-sided. Definitely one-sided. So like in football, and when you were playing with your amazing career in the NFL, what was the league's treatment usually like? Did you ever play when there was an expansion team going on?
Yeah, we played when Tampa Bay came in 76.
So what was that like? Did the NFL have a favorable treatment of them, or was it all just pretty much you take whoever's left over and good luck to you?
That's pretty much what an expansion team was that every owner kicked in, you know, made certain players available off their squad, and then the new team got to rummage through your closet and pick out the people that they wanted.
Right.
And so, but I've never seen anything like this where an expansion team now is, you know, when I saw this and I read this, you know, they are high co-favorites to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, and they brutalized the Kings, and the Kings actually showed up. They actually played hockey in the playoffs, and they kept it very low scoring, but they're a very fast-paced team. They come out of the gate, and it's very hard for people to catch up with them. Their goaltending is great. They're not allowing a lot of goals. They're great on the power play, and boy, did they have power play opportunities. Drew Doughty, the defenseman for the Kings, actually got suspended for a game because one of the refs thought he was high-sticking one of the Golden Knights.
Well, he was. He should have.
Listen to you.
And the other thing.
So it's a little stick, Fred.
Well, the other thing is that, you know, they went out and they selectively, they did such a great job ownership and coaches did such a great job in crafting this, because they went out and picked their team to this result.
That's right.
They just didn't go out and get a bunch of good players and then try to mold them into what they wanted them to do. They went out and said, we want a great goalie, which everybody does. Mm-hmm. We want a great goalie, and we want to be fast.
Yeah.
And if you can't coach speed.
That's true. You have to have natural talent.
But you can coach these people who are fast to do what you want them to do, and it's paying off here. It's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll keep an eye on the Golden Knights. Congratulations to them. They beat the Kings handily, 4-0 in the first opening round series.
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, suddenly Las Vegas is, all they need now is an NBA team.
That's right. And don't they, because they have a football team coming in.
The Raiders coming in a couple years.
Is that a done deal?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think the way they're talking up in Oakland, I think they got what? I think somebody said in Oakland, they just said, well, it looks like they're going to be leaving, so why can't they leave now? And so let's just, buy their way out of the leagues or something, or let them out.
Move them out.
So they can go now. And I don't think Oakland is ready to actually go now. But you can always use as much time as you can get if you're going to relocate like that. But I think that once the Raiders get in there, they're going to win. They're going to be a good team.
And Vegas might be the next big sports city.
Well, you get an NBA team. I don't know if a baseball team will go there. Tampa Bay. Could Tampa Bay go?
You've
got to get Major League Baseball out of Florida. I mean, that's just.
Why do you say that?
Well, they built two stadiums to the homage of, mm-hmm, if you build it, they will come.
And they're not coming.
And Florida says, no, we won't.
Right. We're retired. We don't want to have to go to baseball games every time.
Well, exactly. Why are you putting it? Didn't they know that? Didn't they know that you can't put a Major League Baseball team in Florida and have people, 25,000 to 40,000 people show up
every single night,
every night for 180 games, whatever the heck it is?
Yeah, it's pretty
tough.
How
do you do that?
That's a good question, but maybe so. Maybe Tampa Bay would be the team that would end up in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is turning into the destination. That T-Mobile Arena where the Golden Knights are playing is absolutely beautiful. It's pristine. I'm sure it'll get thrashed, in a few years, but it's a great place to watch a game.
You're talking about the hockey.
Yeah,
guys.
But I'm just saying,
where is that in Vegas?
It's right next to. It's on the Strip actually, and it's right by the Monte Carlo Hotel, and you can just literally walk out the door of the hotel, and you're right there at the arena.
It's a little north of the Strip, isn't it?
Right on the Strip.
It's right on the Strip.
Yeah, you can see it. It's pretty incredible. So it's a good sporting
experience. So it's
experience.
Walking distance to all the hotels.
Everything.
See, that's smart. You don't have to get in a car and drive.
And it's center Strip, so
drive
you can get
out,
there.
Out to Henderson someplace.
That's right. And that's probably what you'll have to do for football, I'm imagining. I don't know where they're thinking about putting that football stadium.
I don't know where they're going
to
put that.
They're going to probably have to move it out of the Strip. But let's talk about football. Let's talk about the NFL draft. Yeah. We alluded to it at the top of the hour. And the NFL draft is coming up. What do you think is going to happen? What can we predict when it comes to quarterbacks? What teams are going to come out on top here?
Well, look, you got five. Everybody, if you know anything about the sport, many, many people do, you've got to have a quarterback, yeah? So Cleveland has failed for the last 5 years at being able to get that position sewed up.
Sure.
Okay. So here they are again. They've got the first and the third pick in the first round. So what they'd love to do is they'd love to get this running back out of Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
They'd also like to get the quarterback out of USC. And they like him. They like him a lot. Giants really like the SC quarterback. But whoever Cleveland takes, that guy, that quarterback, has to be the guy. So if they say we're going to take, what's his name from UCLA? What's that guy's name?
The UCLA quarterback.
What the heck has slipped my mind?
I know we've got that problem around here. Falls out our left ear.
Man. but the point is that they have to get it right, and I'm just surprised.
Josh Rosen. Yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they have screwed this thing up, I've always said this, and from my experience anyway, and I don't think anything else has changed, is that All you have to do is get the right people in the right positions, and you'll win half your games. You'll win eight games just by being organized.
Yeah.
You know, just like the hockey team. You know,
play to your strengths.
You get the right people, get them to understand their role, and let them go. And that's the same with pro football. You know, there's no reason you should be losing. You should not be winning football games. The guy's won one game in the last 3 years, 2 years. It's 32-1 or something like that. 1-33 or something.
Something ridiculous. We're in the sports lounge, and the Dodgers relief pitchers, Kenley Jansen specifically, has been struggling. We'll tackle why next. Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back. You are in the Sports Lounge with the great Fred Dreyer. Don't forget, you can find us online at freddreyershow.com. You can also follow Fred on Facebook at The Real Fred Dreyer and on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer. We love getting your emails. We'll have some for you later on today. But first, Fred, the Dodgers are in the focus for us because not necessarily because we're based in Los Angeles, but because of the greater issue that their bullpen, their relief staff, is really stinking it up. The Dodgers having a tough time after coming off a really successful season. Their record right now is 7 wins and 9 losses. They are currently in third place in the National League West, but the story is Kenley Jansen, their closer, who's been given up run after run after run.
Well, remember what happened. The Dodgers decided that we're going to have the team come to spring training in Camelback Ranch in Arizona. And then we're going to tell Kenley he doesn't have to pitch. We're just going to rest his arm.
Yeah, I don't understand that because isn't the point, look, I am not the athlete that you are, Fred Dreyer.
Well, no, you don't have to be an athlete to know pitchers have to pitch.
But spring training isn't spa treatment. Spring training is to get everything moving, get that blood going, get your arm back in shape. So I noticed this too because I actually went to spring training. I noticed that they weren't pitching a lot of people. They were waiting to debut Kershaw. Kenley was hardly, I think he pitched maybe one or two games.
He was inside the clubhouse watching TV or something.
Yeah, so what's the deal with that? Why that decision? Are they trying to just, they thought they were going to get hurt?
Oh, they're overprotective. You know, there's a lot of pressure on this organization this year.
Absolutely, because everybody's looking at them to win a World Series. And it's been 30 years since their last title.
More so than last year.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
last year, there was a lot of people who had career years.
Mm-hmm.
Kenley Jansen, one of them. And so they found some players. They found about 4 or 5 people on their roster that surprised the hell out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're coming back, and now they realize we're one game away. We've got to win the 7th game. Just get us back into the 7th game, and we'll win it. So how do we make sure we win the 7th game in late October is by resting Kenley Jansen to start the season off. And here's my point. Doesn't Kenley Jansen know what he needs to get into shape?
Right.
Doesn't he know that it's mechanics? He doesn't have to go there to practice throwing hard, throwing 95. Well, you're throwing 94. Well, I got another week, I'll have it up to 95. They don't do it that way. They go out and they get in great shape. They get fundamentally sound, and they start to get their mechanics working on locating their various pitches.
Mm-hmm.
He has a cutter that's a terrific pitch. You know, it's like a Mariano Rivera's. You know, he's known for it, and people swear by it and swear at it. But he showed up, and he was not in shape. I don't care what you say. You know, I've seen it a million times. People show up and they say, well, they're going to shut me down. I'm not going to do that much. So he goes out and jogs, plays long toss, but he's not in games and he's not in simulated games and he's not on the mound. He's not under pressure. He's not working on game-like mechanics. What's suffering with him right now is he can't coordinate his mechanics. He says it's his lower half, his legs, turning, putting his weight, balance over his leg, and following through. Now, coupled with the fact that, and I argue with our good friend Dave Vasse, who's works for the Dodger broadcast. I argue with them that if I were an opposing team, I would run on this guy. I would steal bases on Kenley Jansen.
Because he's too slow to get you.
Because he's very slow and ponderous. And just like he has been in the last, 10, 15 games that they've been playing, he's not, he doesn't have a feel for where he is. He's lost whatever it is that he had, and it affects his location and it affects everything else. But how do you go to training camp and allow the team to say, for the team to say this, we're going to shut you down for a month?
Is this a Dave Roberts mistake then? Was he being too protective because he was a player, or is this just?
I think for the most part, this team is goosey. and they're carrying around the ghost of, we almost did it. Gee, we almost did it. Now, in the meantime, we're going to rest Kenley Jansen. Well, Kenley needs to run hard, he needs to throw, and he needs to work on his mechanics. And he went through a month, 5 weeks of training camp, 33 games. He never appeared in any of them. Now he's thrown out there, and he can't find the plate.
Yeah. It's an interesting problem to watch, and we'll see if Kenley can get any better or if this will be a mind trip for the Dodgers as they progress in the season. Tom McEwen, the Mongoose, joins us next here in the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Fred Dreyer here along with Jennifer Horn. As a kid, I used to race up and down Hawthorne Boulevard in my 58 Chevy. I had a 58 Chevy Black Impala with a 409 dual quad. I had the works, four-speed, positive traction. I had the whole works. I was dangerous. And who would have ever thought that somewhere down the road I'd got a Saturday afternoon with a friend of mine, and I'd go to Lyons Drag Strip and run into Tom the Mongoose McEwen.
Pretty amazing.
And since then, Tom and I have smelt the nitromethane together. Tom, welcome
That's a real
to the
bromance.
Show. Come on in. You there?
Hunter, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Lassie, a lot of people don't know that not only were you the king of football and television, you were also the king of the streets of Long Beach at one time.
I certainly was. Are you kidding me? Not only the van, but I mean...
Yeah, but the van was historic, bud.
Yes, it was. Hey, listen, you're on your way. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing. I know you're leaving Thursday. You're heading off to Houston. What's going on in Houston?
Well, NHRA has got its 23-race schedule started in March at Gainesville, and it's this year they're calling it the Legend Tour, and they're using all us old guys before we pass away. So me and Garlitz and Shirley and Prudhomme and McCullough and Colette and a few of us that are still left are going to some of these races. And I went to Vegas here 2 weekends ago to their four wide and had a big crowd. And I'm going to Houston this coming weekend in Baytown, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, come back Sunday night. And then I do about, I don't know, 8 or 10 races this year, which we'll talk about down the road.
Well, you know, so much of this sport has changed, you know, on the track, certainly. But I'm always curious, you know, I've always been interested in your background in terms of how you were the forerunner in advertising. And tell us a little bit about the time that you got that little bug up your rear end and decided to call Hot Wheels and make a deal with you and the Snake.
Well, you know, I started racing in 1953 at Santa Ana, which is Orange County Drag Strip now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've, you know, my mother's Oldsmobile, so I'm 80 miles an hour to 300 miles an hour. I've seen it all. And so we were racing in the 60s, and I was working and racing on the weekends like Prudhomme was. And we didn't have a lot of money, just having some fun and Mongoose Snake little match races and stuff. And my kids had these little Hot Wheels generic cars they were playing with. And I thought, boy, would it be neat to have the Mongoose Snake emblems on those cars. So I went to Mattel, figuring they wouldn't even know who we were. And the marketing guys were drag race fans, and they liked the idea. So 1969, we put together the Hot Wheel thing for 2 or 3 years with Snake and Mongoose and sold millions of cars and went on the road. And that kind of turned down the turned everything around as far as advertising, non-automotive stuff, and all the motorsports. Everybody jumped on board after that and got, you know, marketing people and people like you that know how to talk to people, and that's what started it.
Yeah, and it just re-emphasized the concept of branding all these products with the Snake and the Mongoose and certainly the drag racing industry itself.
Yeah, well, I think so. I think it was because, you know, worldwide, an awful lot of kids, like we go to the races now and there's 2 or 3 generations of families will come up to me that the kids all played with the Hot Wheel cars, and some like the Snake, some like the Mongoose, and I still enjoy seeing the fans on the road.
And didn't they have those tricycles, those little chopped-down Hot Wheel tricycles he could drive around on?
Yeah, in the 80s, my buddy Bill Miller had a bunch of Sizzler steakhouses, and him and another guy started making aluminum spoke wheels for bicycles. And they said, why don't we make a little bicycle out of chromoly tubing so the kids can jump and run with them? Well, they didn't have a name, so Billy wanted to know if they could use the Mongoose name. Yeah. So I said, yeah, and it started out in their garage and turned out to be a multi-million dollar deal that they sold to lots of companies now. And so it was a big thing for a while.
Well, you must have homes in every continent of the world now.
Oh, absolutely. I bought Ireland.
Well, tell us a little bit about what is happening actually on the track nowadays. They're four wide in Las Vegas, you know, and I watched a little bit of it last week, you know, and they're hilarious, but the races are over real fast. I mean, they put four cars out there at once, and it's like, you know, in about an hour, you can go home.
Well, Freddie, you know, a lot of these guys forget that back in the 60s, I ran four wide in Union Grove, Wisconsin, and Fresno, California. I raced Cavillage one time up there. There were two jet dragsters and two fuel dragsters in Fresno on a much narrower track without a wall between them like they have today. So the four wide started in the 60s. Then a couple years ago, Charlotte Motor Speedway built a four wide thing. And the reason they first started to build them was they had two tracks you would race on, and if you oil one down, then you could just move over to the other one, and it didn't slow down the races.
Hey, Tom.
We are visiting with Tom McEwen. Just a reminder here, Tom McEwen in the Sports Lounge with me, Jennifer Horn, and Fred Dreyer right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Don't forget, if you want to reach out to Fred Dreyer, FredDreyerShow.com. Follow Fred on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, at Fred Dreyer on Twitter as well. And you can ask Fred a question that he can pass on.
This is Pat Olson. We talk college sports every Sunday on College Sports Insiders. 1 p.m. along the East Coast and 10 a.m. Pacific time. We visit with coaches, media experts, and more. Join me every Sunday for College Sports Insiders.
How is it that Pennzoil in your engine makes you feel this? Or how this takes your mind to this? It's because to us, performance is more than just a word. It's the ultimate goal. And whether you get your oil changed at a shop or take care of it yourself, Pennzoil Synthetics give you complete protection for top engine performance. Make the switch today at your nearest Home Depot location.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Welcome back to the show. Jennifer Horn, Fred Dreyer visiting with you. We have our good friend Tom McEwen on the phone. I'm just about ready to launch into space-like moment that I met Tom McEwen back in 1964. I was 16 years old. And I think, Tom, you were, what, 44 in 1966?
Yeah, I was 70.
70.
I'm 125. I'm the oldest man. I'm 125 years old.
Amazing.
Well, you're going to be around a while, believe me. But I'm walking down to, into the pits at Lyons Drag Strip in Long Beach, and of course, you know, in those days, everything was so available. If you had a pit pass, you could go in. You could walk up to any driver of any car. You know, you could walk up to McEwen's car, and I don't know if – I think you were driving for the Yackel people at that time, Tom.
That's right.
Yeah, and so it was a maroon-colored car, I believe.
Purple Yackel front engine drag street.
Yeah, purple. And so I said, oh, that's a nice car. So I walked over, and I didn't realize there was somebody sitting in it. So the only thing separating me and the car was the chain-link fence. So I kind of came at it along the side of the fence, and I thought I'd stop because the engine was all polished up and looked great, you know. And, you know, today, you know, when you look at these cars back then, these things were so small, I can't even believe it. They're like five times the size now, you know. And so there's this guy sitting in there. He's got shades on. And it was right there. You know, I could reach out and I could touch him. So I kind of walked over to him and I saw that I came up on him and he was sitting in there. I didn't know what he was doing in there, and I realized he was doing nothing in there. So so I kind of looked at him and he didn't even look at me, you know. But he had a toothpick in his mouth and he had a pair of shades on. His hair was razor cut. Tommy had a razor cut. It was so good.
The werewolf of London, my hair was perfect.
You look so good sitting in that car with your toothpick and your T-shirt on and stuff. So I walked over, and I was looking around, and I just said, wow, this is really great. I didn't even think to say, hey, how you doing? What's your name? I didn't know who the hell you were. So I was looking at the car, and you were looking at me looking at the car. And then I kind of got around to the front of the car and looked at you. I goes, oh, that's the guy. That's Tom McEwen. So I was standing there, and I eventually got the gumption, you know, got the nerve to say, you're the mongoose, huh? And you didn't move. You just kind of real slowly nodded your head in the affirmative. So mongoose cool.
Well, you were seven foot tall when you were 16 years 16. Old. I was afraid of you.
No, you know how tall I was? I was about 5'8 when I was 16. 16, but it was great. And little do you know in this life, how you come back around, you know, you meet somebody, and next thing you know, 30 years later, you're, mm-hmm. you know, you're talking to them on the radio. But Tom, you're headed for Houston. You're going to be involved in a couple of all of these races. You don't have to travel every weekend, do you?
No, Fred, I'm going to do about 10 races this year. I'm going to start. I did Pomona, the Winter Nationals in 1st of February, and then I did Vegas 2 weekends ago for the 4 wide.
Right.
And then I'm heading for Houston this weekend. And then about a month from now, I go to a big race in Norwalk, Ohio. And then I go to Minnesota, and I go to St. Louis, and I go to all over the country. By the way, NHRA today told me we were talking to you, that they invited you to come to the legend race in about November the 12th at Pomona. They want you to be one of the legends.
Oh, well, I'll drive over to your house and then we'll go out there.
So they would like to have a real big name like you.
Oh, real big name. Well, I would like, you know, a friend, you know, Harvey, you know, our pal Harvey,
they want Harvey and George, too.
They want Harvey. We'll have to get golf courts for him because they're like, way, way overweight. But Harvey's knee went out on him, so, he can't walk around like I used to like to walk around, you know. So
it's all right. We'll get a golf cart.
We'll get him going. But anyway, Tom, have a good weekend. Thanks for spending some time with us. And we'll when you get back, let's chat because we want to talk about some other stuff.
All right. Well, all the millions of listeners, they tell me they listen to you every week, and they're looking forward to you going weekly pretty soon.
Well, we are going to start spreading the show out a little bit. We're going to do it for a couple of hours a day, 5 days a week. That's coming up here pretty quick. But it's like anything else that we're working at a snail's pace, but we're getting there.
All right. Well, congrats. Good luck, and I'll be talking to you, kids.
Good. Thanks, Tom.
Tom McEwen, the Mongoose, has been our guest on the Sports Lounge. I love it. I love when I can just listen to you. I sit back and just listen to you talk this stuff out because it's kind of cool that you have that relationship that's gone back and great story of when you first met, but also the implications on modern-day racing, too. Do you still follow a lot of what Mongoose does?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, I'm surprised that they've got him on the treadmill here, going from township to township across the country. You know, we used to follow the races. We used to listen for it on the radio, and you would very rarely, in the '60s and certainly the '70s.
Sure.
In the '80s, it started to wake up a little bit. You know, what really helped was when the car industries, Ford, Chevy, and Plymouth, got into the muscle car business, and they started selling kids muscle cars, 409s, mm-hmm. and 427s and stuff, Corvette, Stingrays, and the Beach Boys, She's So Fine, My 409.
The culture, yeah.
All of that stuff hit the street and drag racing exploded.
And that was it. All right. Fred Dreyer, you heard it here first. Going to the big celebrity race in Pomona. I love that.
Yes.
We'll have more information on that in the weeks to come. You are in the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer on CRN Digital Talk Radio. We love checking our mailbag. You are in the Sports Lounge with the great Fred Dreyer, and we love getting your emails. Make sure you send them to us. You can find us on Facebook. Follow Fred there, the real Fred Dreyer, and, of course, on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer. And let's dig down deep here, Fred. First to Bob Quinn. He says, I love Fred Dreyer, my hero from the 80s. I wish we could meet. Do you have any upcoming public appearances?
Not any that I know of, but we're always threatening to break out somewhere. And when we do, we will announce it on this show.
Always, because occasionally you're out at the Reagan Library. You've been out at certain venues where you give some speeches or you make appearances.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, yeah.
And we definitely update that on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, or on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Shysta, I believe it's Shysta Smooth, said, Fred, what brand of sunglasses did you wear on Hunter? I want to purchase the exact same brand. I'm referring to the aviator style you wore in the first couple of seasons. I love your work and the show. Watched it with my dad in the late 80s on reruns. And now I'm schooling my 4-year-old daughter. She loves it when you say, works for me,
works
as I did.
Me.
Thank you for the work and the memories, man. That's from Joe in Saginaw, Michigan.
Well, I think Shysta. It's a great name.
Isn't that a great social media name, Shysta?
I think they were Ray-Bans.
I'm sure those aviators definitely.
I'm gonna say Ray-Bans. They may or may not have, but anyway, they worked for me.
Well, let me squeeze one more in here. Again, we love going to the mailbag, and this is a sweet one from Pamela Johnson. She wanted to wish your daughter, Caitlin, a happy birthday. She said, happy birthday to Fred's daughter, Caitlin, on April the 12th. Thank you, all of you, for your messages. And again, you can find us on Facebook, and you can just go to The Real Fred Dreyer. Send us your messages there or on Twitter @Fred_Dreyer. It is the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Well, Welcome back. You are in the Sports Lounge on CRN Digital Talk Radio with Fred Dreyer. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Michael Horn. He is a little under the weather. He'll be back next week. But Fred, this is a big story here in our final wrap-up. The NCAA is in the news, and they've made some drastic changes to their college football program in 2018 because of player safety issues. They continue to be a top priority for the league. The NCAA Playing Rules Oversight Panel approved a new rule for kickoffs with fair catches anywhere inside the 25-yard line, resulting in touchbacks and the football being placed at the 25-yard line. Now, previously, touchbacks only occurred when the kickoff was fielded in the end zone. This new rule could help prevent teams from trying to pin opponents deep in their own territory.
Well, once again, you know, this is fidgeting by rulemakers in the NCAA and National Football League and every other organization to address a nervous issue of people being injured on kickoffs, concussions, CTE, and all those things like that. Just because somebody gets hurt on the kickoff doesn't mean kickoffs are bad. You know, it's just terrible. I know Rutgers player Eric LeGrand back in 2010 was paralyzed on a kickoff. So kickoffs are bad. And I'd like to know the circumstances on how Eric was hurt.
Right. You know. What was going on in this situation? You've always you've often said this, that football has changed so much that we're not teaching the fundamentals of the sport, how to keep players safe. I think it, at least from my perspective, it's less about these big rule changes. And let's talk more about the protective headgear. Let's talk more about people knowing how to take a hit, because it's football. You're going to be hit whether you change the rules or not. You may not get pinned down maybe as often with this rule change, but people are still going to get hit. And until players know how to take that, they're going to still get hurt.
Well, they're bigger, stronger, faster. They get bigger, stronger, faster every year, and that's just the way it is. And once you start trimming the bush and it starts losing its shape, you've got big, big problems. You might as well dump the sport or put you know, shorts on everybody and put flag make it into a flag football league, you know. But this is stuff that, you know, I said this a long time ago, and every once in a while stuff like this shows up, and it just proves me right, is that all of the wincing and all of the hand-wringing about how dangerous the sport is is only exacerbated by the fact that nobody is addressing the true issue, and that is coaching and telling people how to gather themselves before they get hit, before they hit another player, how the fundamentals and the techniques of how you engage a ball carrier and bring him to the ground, and all of these things, lowering your head. You know, the sidelines are littered with people who are terribly injured for life because they made foolish decisions on the field. And so those are the decisions that I want to see reinforced. I want to see the NC2A tell people, we're now going to put a little bit more time and money into our football teams in the summertime to teach them how to tackle. Now, if they did that, then you would start to get to the real issue of the problem.
Very well said. And I think that's what has to be done if we really want to revolutionize or fix this sport and make it more popular. Yeah. Don't forget, send your emails, send your questions to us. We love to hear from you. FredDreyerShow.com is the email, or I'm sorry, the website. You can also follow Fred on Facebook. Send him emails there at The Real Fred Dreyer and on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer. For Michael Horn, I'm Jennifer. It's been such a pleasure hanging out with you,
yes.
Fred. I want to come back and hang out in the lounge all the time.
Well, thank you so much. You're welcome anytime. Great to be here, folks.
Thanks so much. It's been the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It is final wrap-up time here on the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. I'm Jennifer Horn. Michael Horn out this week. He'll be back with you next week, a little under the weather. But, Fred, we love hearing from people who are out there listening. We want to hear from you. You can find us online, listen to podcasts of the program, and connect with us at freddreyershow.com. There's also your personal website, freddreyer.co, and you can follow Fred on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, or on Twitter, at Fred_Dreyer. Send us all your messages. We love to hear from you. Angel Roldan Paez says, hello, Mr. Dreyer. My name is Angel, and I'm from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. We should go visit. I love Cabo.
Mm. Yeah, you should see it now.
Oh, well, I bet. And a week ago, I was talking with my mom, and she told me that she was an extra on the Land's End TV show. Since then, I've been surfing the net for the episode of Dr. Amore, but I can't find anything. Any way you can help me? It's her 50th birthday, and I want to give her that episode as a gift. Thank you, and have a really nice day.
You know something, Angel? That was one of the craziest shows. I played Dr. Amore, mm-hmm. who was the doctor of love.
Of course, Dr. Amore, you have to be.
And so what I did is I went around Cabo San Lucas in my love truck, and it was great.
Sure you'd
it
be
was,
welcomed it, back it there today,
an,
Fred?
It was an RV that had Dr. Amore on it, you know, and a big picture of me doing a dance on the side, the Dance of Love, and I would fix people's relationships.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
I love
But this
love
is a
that.
Great episode.
So do you know how we get a hold of it?
Well, I've got all of them at home. and they were at one time in cassette form.
Sure.
3/4 inch. I even had 1 inch production tapes out of them, but you can't do anything with those things like
that.
I'll
tell you what we will do, though, Angel. We will coordinate a Fred Dreyer headshot. We'll sign it and send it to your mom for her 50th birthday. How about that?
We can do that.
I will make sure we take care of that. We'll get you a picture. All right. Also in the mailbag today, Anthony Marino says, wish Highway 395 would come out on DVD. And of course, tell everybody about your movie Highway 395, because it's now online at freddreyer.co.
Well, you can go to freddreyer.co, watch the trailer, and then download it. I had these things out in DVD form years ago, and as it got to be troublesome to put them in the mail and send them off, it was easier to send someone to my website just to download it.
So freddreyer.co to get that movie, much easier than DVD. You can download it, watch it right there on your TV or on your personal device.
It's the best way to do it.
freddreyer.co. Thanks so much. It is the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.